I am convinced that there is an exchange of information between the United States and the Soviet Union. And the best example, I will never stop saying it, was the so-called Phobos space missions.
Oh, let's talk about that before we get into some of these other cases, since you just brought it up. That was an episode where the Soviets sent a probe to Mars, right?
It was a joint Western-Soviet mission to the planet Mars, but also to study its moonlet, Phobos and Deimos, especially Phobos. And the mission failed because one of the space probes disappeared on its way to the planet, and the other one, which is more important, was destroyed or kicked out from the area by something in 1989. It was spinned out from the orbit, and that something was a giant cylindrical object that the space probe was able to take a photograph of, and maybe some other objects, according to a Soviet scientist.
Apparently it was coming toward the satellite, toward the spaceship, and did take a picture or two, right?
It took a picture or two. Yes, absolutely. And again, the last picture that it took was of that gigantic object. But also, according to a Soviet scientist, and Philip and I have gone through Soviet media reports that we were able to get. Very interesting stuff.
Philip Mantle.
Yes. Yeah. There were my co-author. There were some small bodies that were swarming around the space probe before it disappeared. And I will again repeat, this was a joint Western-Soviet space mission, maybe more Western than Soviet.
I remember, Paul, seeing a picture of what looked like the cylindrical object approaching the craft, but I don't remember seeing much more than that. Were there better pictures that we haven't seen out there somewhere?
I'm sure there are. That picture, I remember Marina Popovich, a famous Soviet personality. She was a test pilot and married to Pavel Popovich, a Soviet cosmonaut. We'll speak about them later. She gave me that picture back in 1991, and she said there are more pictures, and she also said that Glavkosmos, Soviet space agency, knew from the very beginning, knew that the space probes were destroyed by alien force.
Amazing. What was it about the mission that would have them destroy these? Because some have gone through, some have been successful, some have not. Well, why these? Why did they take these out?
So-called LIDAR, I would say LIDAR technology. They were going to use a very interesting laser, not too powerful, but very unique, to take probes from the moonlet. The laser was strong enough to penetrate the surface of the moonlet, and apparently whatever was on that moonlet, and still is, did not like it, knew what the Soviets had aboard, knew the content of their mission, and did not want us to get, let's say, our hands or mechanical tentacles. And I'll add that Professor Burdakov, top Soviet Russian scientist, who was, and we can speak about him more, always a proponent of the UFO research, and a brave person, he raised hell back in that time after the space mission failure, saying, what were we thinking about going there? Put ourselves in the place of an alien civilization. Would we want somebody to take space probes, test our territory? And this was amazing. He was saying, what's going on? He wanted to find out more about that mission. And I don't think we today should be forgetting about, and we should ask more questions, because I think JPL has definitely more information than...
you're right. It's just like the mainstream science media just let the thing die as they disappeared.
No, we should not. And JPL was in contact, constant contact with the Soviets during that space mission. I mean, I've never seen a closer cooperation. It's like like building that Tower of Babel.
And nobody knew what was going on. They could communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, the rover and the Opportunity are Spirit and Opportunity are rovers that are on Mars now, still functioning to some respect. Why were they allowed to succeed? Why were they allowed to land? Was because it was a mission where, you know, the technology was just roaming around and looking at rocks and things like that, or was there another reason?
I think that at whatever force is out there to prevent us from further research, I may know that there are special limitations on certain missions. For example, this alien intelligence, call it that, knew perfectly well what the Phobos probes were about to do, and it stopped them. Apparently, our current missions are not jeopardizing.
Well, do you believe that could be, again, one of the reasons why we have not gone back to the moon? I've always heard rumors that we were told by extraterrestrials, enough is enough. That's it.
It's quite possible, but although I do know that there's great eagerness among the Americans, the Russians, and the Chinese, who don't talk much but do a lot, to go back to the moon. And what's amazing is that if you look in history about the moon, in 1945, Stalin, of all the problems he had in his hands when they defeated Nazis, the Allies, and the Soviet Union, he talked about how the moon is to be split up between the Westerners and the Russians. In 1945, Potsdam Conference. That was, one of the biggest concerns he had in 1945 when his country was in ruins. And yet, this was a very interesting personality there was no nonsense in him. He was very practical. He wanted to get to the moon in 1945. And I think today, if you read information from Russia and the United States and China, you see another drive to get to the moon. It's like something is pushing us forward. And again, our planet has a lot of other problems we should solve, but there's that drive again.